for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, April the 9th, 2004. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Cheryl Batts of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is the teacher. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return our replacement.
Pay up for us, don't you think so? Amen. Amen, amen. We'll stand to our feet and let's just pray. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you praise and the glory and the honor. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us into all truth. Father, I just pray right now for these, your people that have come, Father God, to receive a word from you. I decrease right now that you may increase in me, Father God, that the word that you've placed in my heart, Father God, I yield to you. I yield to your Holy Spirit that you will bring it forth and that you will give it to the people, Father God, the way that you would have them to receive it, Father. I pray for their hearts right now to be open to receive. I pray for their minds right now, Father God, to be focused. We bind weariness and tiredness right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree that they shall be focused, Father God, and that they shall hear and they shall see, Father God, what you would have them to hear and to see in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for these people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I feel that the Lord would have me to speak this afternoon on wisdom and its attributes. I'm not at all sure how far we will get into all of that I have written. But one of the things that I find that hinders us the most when it comes to wisdom and understanding the things of God is what we think up here. Mind control and mind idolatry, intellectualism and rationalization, pride, ego, pride of knowledge, and philosophical spirit. These things will keep us from entering in and understanding spiritual things. There's a spirit of narcissism that is self-serving and selfish, ego. It's conceit, full of vanity and pride. There's also confusion of the mind, paradox, a maze, a puzzle, dilemma, and people get confused when the things of God are very simple. It's very simple. But we tend to make them big and mountains out of molehills and make them bigger than what God is trying to say. And we try to go in and out of dimensions in our flesh instead of being in the Spirit and allowing the Spirit to lead us in and out of those places that God would have us to go. Did you know that there, that as far as mind control is concerned, that, cases of retardation, especially in the mind, come out of that mind control and they come out of pride. There's impediments and handicaps and hindrances and obstructions to understanding the Word of God. Amen? There are mind-blocking spirits, mind-controlled spirits, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft, Jezebel, Ahab. All of these spirits stand in the way of you understanding the wisdom that is spoken of in the book of Proverbs. If you will read Proverbs one a day, just one a day, in addition to the other Bible study that you do, I assure you that God will begin to open up His Word and open Himself up to you on another level and another dimension, one that you have not seen before. I will try to take you with me as God took me through the Word to another dimension in Him that I had not necessarily seen before. And let us start with the first chapter of Proverbs. We're talking about wisdom and its attributes. In the first chapter of Proverbs, and we'll just read because the word in itself will provide deliverance and understanding. It said, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. So here we see that justice, judgment, equity, which means balance, the ability to teach and to have insight, comes when you have the wisdom of God. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So you will increase in learning as you seek after the wisdom of God. You will have an understanding. It says in verse 6, it says you will have an understanding of Proverbs and the interpretation thereof. It means that you will understand riddles. You will understand Proverbs. You'll understand figures of speech as it's interpreted by some. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's the scripture you should mark. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's put up a mark there and go over to Proverbs 8 and 13. Verse 13 says that the fear of the Lord is what? Let's say it all together. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. That is what the fear of the Lord is. And when you have that fear, that is the beginning of knowledge. Because what you will do is you will begin to hate the things that God hates and love the things that God loves. Amen? Let's go to Proverbs 9 and 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Now, it's always said that when we, in all our getting to get understanding after we have asked for wisdom. And I always wondered what kind of understanding, you know, I mean, I think that I understand, but what is God saying when he says understanding? And it tells us here that the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Knox says true wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. He best discerns who has knowledge of holy things. And how can we understand or know what holy things are if we don't come into and be in the presence of God, who is what? Holy. So you have to sit in the presence of God, read his word, and he will give you understanding of holy things. Amen? Amen. Let's go to Proverbs 22 and 4. 22 and 4. By humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Another interpretation says that the humble and the reverent are rewarded with wealth and honor and long life. So, if we have the wisdom of the Lord, we have a fear of the Lord, which is wisdom. If we have an understanding of the holy things, and we hate the things that God hates, which is pride and vanity and arrogance, then as we move away from those things, we move into a place of what? Humility. Humility is the very opposite of pride. So now you're really moving into the holy things and the understanding of God. Because in that humility, you already know that you don't know nothing. And that leaves you open to receive all that God wants you to receive. So now you're really getting smart. You're wisening up now. So by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So these are the attributes of wisdom. Justice, the ability to judge and to be just about it. To have a balance, to teach with insight, to increase in learning, to acquire the art of guidance, to be able to counsel people with wisdom that comes with wisdom, to understand proverbs and figures of speech and riddles, to guide, to shield, and the discretion that also comes with wisdom. Wisdom gives you great discretion. Sometimes people will stand before you and you know they lying. And everything in you wants to rise up and say, you lying. Why are you lying? But because of discretion and wisdom, depending on who it is and where you are, and whether the Holy Spirit is saying, do it now or do it later, wisdom will give you discretion so that you'll know when to fight and when to just sit back. Because some battles are not yours. Some battles are the Lord's. Amen? Amen. So let's go back to Proverbs. Let's go to the second chapter, the seventh verse. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walketh uprightly. A buckler. That means he's a shield. So when you have wisdom, sound wisdom, you have a shield of protection that is around you. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So, it's the Lord that gives you wisdom, and it's the Lord that gives you understanding, which is the knowledge of holy things. So he is the one that will lay it up for who? The righteous. Those that are seeking after him. And he will be your protection. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of the saints. So your way is preserved. He makes sure that nobody will get at you. Now, they can get at you through your mind if you've not received deliverance and if you don't know who you are, if you don't have the wisdom to know, as Dale said today, that you are not a natural person, but that you are a supernatural spiritual being in a natural body. As you understand those things, then wisdom becomes greater to you, your understanding becomes greater, and your battles become less. Amen? Amen. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Verse 11. Another interpretation says, for wisdom shall enter into thy heart, and knowledge shall be pleasant unto thy soul, unto your soul. There are people that when you begin to share with them wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding, they become angry. The Bible speaks of that. And wisdom calls that person simple-minded. Because that's the very person that will turn away from words of wisdom and knowledge. Now, there's some attributes for that, too. We'll get into that in just a moment. Let's move down to verse 12. It's still in Proverbs 2. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. This is what wisdom will do. Once it enters into your heart, it will preserve you. It will deliver you from the way of the evil man. It will, from the man that speaketh forward things, who lead the path of uprightness to walk in ways of darkness. You'll be able to discern. You'll be able to know. Verse 16 says, it will deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger who flattereth with her words. And this is for men and for women, because there are women who will tend to want to flatter other women to move them from one place to another, to make them think that they're your friend, so they can know your business. And somewhere down the line, they will use that against you. Why? Because you have not used wisdom in deciding who your friends are. You have not used wisdom in deciding who you're going to tell your secrets to. So one who is not walking in the Spirit with you will use that against you. And I speak it from knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Chapter 3, verse 2. Verse 1, let's do it verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Okay? This is still wisdom talking. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. So when you seek after God and you have wisdom, the fear of the Lord, you get length of days and long life and peace. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So that says to me all in a nutshell. It says that mercy and truth, wisdom and understanding, these things combined together give you long life and peace, the ability to judge, to teach, to have insight, to increase in learning, to acquire the art of guidance, to understand proverbs, to understand figures of speech, and to be able to decipher riddles. It says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
In other words, do not give thyself to heirs of wisdom. Okay, you got wisdom. Don't get prideful in it. Do not get prideful in those things. Do not allow ego and vanity to enter in, because you are now beginning to walk in wisdom. You're now beginning to walk in the understanding of holy things. Be careful. Be careful. Do not think of yourself as wise. Fear Yahweh and turn your back on evil. It shall be health. What? It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. This will give strength to your flesh and new life to your bones. Wisdom, coupled with humility, which is the fear of the Lord, and the understanding of holy things, will allow you to be healthy, live a long life, and have peace. Amen? These are the attributes of wisdom. In chapter 3, verse 19, the Lord, by wisdom, hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heaven. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. Let's go to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. And the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Who moved upon the face of the waters? The Spirit of God. Hold that thought. The Spirit of God moved upon the water. And by His Word and by wisdom, that we now see was created. Go to John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning God created. So in the beginning, I guess wisdom had to be there. Hold on to that. Let's go back to Proverbs 22:4. I think that's what I want. I'll do that one, okay. I'm sorry. That wasn't what I wanted. Let's go to Proverbs 8 now. When I got to Proverbs 8, and I'm thinking, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then I got to Proverbs 8. Doth not wisdom cry? Understanding put forth her voice. She standeth in the top of high places by the way in the places of the path. She crieth at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instructions, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. I, wisdom, inhabit shrewdness. I'd always been afraid of the word shrewdness, because shrewdness always seemed to have a kind of negative connotation. But I guess it just depends on your heart, and if you're operating out of your flesh, or if you're operating out of your spirit. Because wisdom will cause you to be shrewd. So you have to know that you know that you know. Where are you operating from? Sometimes things come out of me in situations, and it's just so smooth. It's like butter. And I'm like, where is that coming from? And I start praying, because it's so smooth. I don't want to be shrewd, you know, in a negative way. And then I realized that God was granting my prayer. He was giving me wisdom. and that the answer that came from me came out of my spirit. And in that situation, it rectified a direction that could have been negative, not just for me, but also for the people that I was working with who are not saved, who do not understand the things of God, and they would have walked right into a terrible situation. So God will give you what? God will teach you how to be just. He will cause you to be able to make decisions that are balanced, so that everyone gets something. When God does something, everybody gets something out of it. It's not one-sided when God does something. God will teach you and show you through wisdom how to teach without teaching. The name of the organization that God gave us was People Helping Others Excel by Example. In the spirit, that's a pretty tough thing for you to name something. That means you got to do that. You have to understand that by example, you have to show people. When you go all the way down and you have no money, are you going to pack up your bags and leave? Or by wisdom, because God told you to do it and you believe it, and you've stepped out and said, I believe God told me to do this, then you got to stand until you don't hear God saying nothing anymore. So that means it's a good day to die. Your flesh is just screaming to go. You want to leave. You want to get out because this thing looks like it's going to die. Everybody else is leaving, so you think you want to leave too. But God will take the foolish things to confound the wise, those who are getting wisdom from earth. But see, godly wisdom is peaceable. Godly wisdom is intreatable. Amen? Amen. The fear of, verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. What did Dale tell us earlier today? We are what? We are princes. We are kings. We are rulers in the spirit. So why are we being tormented and tortured by our flesh and by our soul? Wisdom says here that by me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. So that means that wisdom has given us everything that we need to rule. It says it in the word. Y'all believe the word? Y'all looking at me funny? Okay, listen to this. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. That's verse 17. This is the one that got me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. In other words, I hold wealth and honor and position and good fortune. What I yield is better than the best of gold. What I bring in is better than rare silver. These are still the attributes of wisdom. These are the attributes of wisdom. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me, listen to me, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. So when you seek after wisdom, meaning you're seeking after God, and you're seeking after understanding, which means you're seeking after the holy things, and you love the things that God loves, and you hate the things that God hates, it says in verse 21 that I walk in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judges, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Maybe that was why Abraham had so much. Maybe that was why Moses never wanted for anything. You see? Walking in wisdom and righteousness and seeking God for holy things. Now, remember what I said. Genesis 1 said what? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And that the Holy Spirit what? The Holy Spirit kind of labored over them and caused things to come into being. And in John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. It did not say that. This verse, next verse, is what took me on a path that I hope that you will go with me. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. It means the Lord begot me, the firstborn of His ways, the forerunner of His prodigies of long ago. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. What? Wait a minute. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. Or even the earth was. It says in another application, before this age He founded me. In the beginning, before He made the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was void without form. And the Holy Spirit hovered over them, and when He spoke, it was. In the beginning, God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Now, in the beginning, it says here that I was with God. Wisdom, I was with God in the beginning, before everlasting. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I brought forth. While as yet He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When He prepared the heavens, I was there. When He set a compass upon the face of the depth. When He established the clouds above. When He strengthened the fountains of the deep. When He gave to the sea His decree that the waters should not pass the commandment. When He appointed the foundations of the earth. Then was I by Him. As one brought up with Him, I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him. It says, it's like He's saying, I was by His side, a master craftsman, delighting Him day by day, ever at play in His presence. Is anybody getting a picture of this? This is wisdom. This is wisdom. This is the Word. This is the Holy Spirit. When God talks about making them, yeah, I will make them in our image. God, open our minds that we may see, that we may hear, and that we may know what You're saying in this. Rejoicing in the habitable part of His earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Wisdom and the Word. And the Holy Spirit delighted in us. He was brought forth from everlasting into the beginning. So there is no beginning or no end in God. When you come out of beginning and you go into the end, you're still in God. So there is no level, just dimension. You go from beginning to end, from everlasting to everlasting. There's still God. You can't run out of Him. You can't run past Him. You can't go under Him. You can't go over Him. It's all in God. It's a matrix. It's all in God. It's the womb of God. We're all in it. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my way. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wronged his own soul. All they that hate me love death. In other words, he who finds me finds life, and he wins favor from the eternal. He who ignores me is injuring himself, for all who hate me are in love with death. So, when you find wisdom, who do you really find? When you find wisdom, you find the Holy Spirit. When you find wisdom, you find peace. When you find wisdom, you find God. When you begin to look at all of these things, and you begin to look at the Word in depth, then it is so true, there is no beginning or end to the God that we serve. He is all-powerful. He speaks the Word, and so it is. He's not a man that he should lie, because every time he opens his mouth, it comes to pass. Should we not want to be free from those things that hamper us, that keep us from understanding the depth of who God is, that keep us from understanding who we really are in Him, Should we not want to be free? I would imagine that our entire life does not have to be spent week after week, day after day, and month after month on the altar getting deliverance. But I say that we should spend, that we will spend much of our lives equipping the saints. Because the world is not made the way, at this point, we have not lived our lives the way that God wanted us to live our lives. So therefore, there are things that have entered into our emotions, entered into our bodies, sicknesses and infirmities that God would rather that we not have. So yes, Christians can have demons. If it were not so, we would not be sick in our bodies. If it were not so, we would not be double-minded. If it were not so, we would all see churches booming and growing. And it would be the church at Hot Springs instead of 40 black churches and 35 white churches all separately going their way. It would be the church at Hot Springs. So somehow or another, we have missed it. So there is a place for deliverance. There is a place for the things that we need to learn here today and to be delivered from. We talk about the spirit of wisdom and its attributes. As I moved into the Proverbs and began to really see, to really hear, and to really know what God was speaking, I don't know why it was so important to me. All I know is that prior to this study, I had a dream, and there was an idol, and it toppled in the dream. And I stood and I was looking at it. And then as I began to read the word was so fresh. It wasn't like, it was like I hadn't read it before, you know? And I was like, oh man, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Who cares? Oh, this is so good. This is so good. Thank you, God. Whatever it was, thank you. Sometimes God doesn't tell you what you're being delivered from. But when you've cried out to Him and you have sought Him, and there are things that you want from Him and things you want to do in the kingdom, things that you know that God has assigned for you to do, when that thing becomes real to you, then you know that you've got deliverance, and you also know that you are getting ready to step into another dimension of God. And at every dimension, every corner that you turn in God, every corner that you turn in God, it's almost like flypaper. Every corner you turn, you've been going this way, and it felt pretty good, and you thought you were there. And you get ready to make this turn. I try to make that turn so that you can get to that next place in God. And there you are. But there's some pulling and some breaking away so that you can move into it. Can you just for a moment imagine what it was like for the disciples being in the presence of Jesus once they got the revelation? As they look back on it, as He ascended, and they really realized that they were then standing in the presence of the Almighty God. And He had given them the promise of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit fell, how it must have appeared to them like tongues of fire upon each person's head. What a wonder it must have been. So for us, can we not, is it not expected for us to do bigger and better and more? Did He not say that we would? Did He not say that we would do more because He was sending the Comforter, His Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that brooded over nothing and caused it to be something? And it's in us? The same Holy Spirit that played and romped around as a child with God from everlasting to the beginning? Inside of me? Inside of you? Inside of you? You think not? If you think not, then we need to do deliverance. Because it is so. This great God. You know, there's a poem that was written years ago. And it's a poem that was written by a guy. And it takes Genesis 1 to Genesis 2 and 5. And it makes the creation story a little bit differently than what you may have heard. And it says, and God stepped out on space, and He looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights in a cypress swamp. Then God smiled
and the light broke. And the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other, and God said, "That's good." And then God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his sun, he looked at his stars, he looked at his moon, he looked at all the things with all his living things. And God said, "I'm lonely still." So he sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By deep, wide river, he sat down and he thought. And he thought. So he thought, "I'll make me a man." And up from the bank of the river, God scooped the clay. And by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there, this great God who rounded the earth in the palm of his hand, this great God who hung the stars in the farmost corner of the earth, this God, like a mammy bending over his baby, shaped and toiled over a lump of clay until he shaped it in his own image. And then into it he blew the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Amen. Amen. This great God made you with all of that inside of you. There are good spirits and there are bad spirits. I love to talk about the spirit of wisdom. I love wisdom. And the more I read Proverbs, I'm glad I love wisdom. I'm glad I love wisdom. You know, I read that a lot of times, but it didn't have that kind of revelation for me. So now I'm glad I love wisdom. I've always loved wisdom. I like being around people who are willing to sit and to talk about the things of God and go into the deeper things of God. I thank God for all of those things that I had learned to this point, that I would be able to share them with you. This was not a rip-roaring message. This was not a knock-you-down, drag-you-out, and shake-out all of your demons. I think you need to know who you are, and you need to know who's dwelling on the inside of you so that no matter what kind of session we have as far as casting out demons is concerned, if you remember who you are and you have demons, you know they're not supposed to be there. Therefore, you will fight harder. How can you? How do you want to have anything within the temple other than the Holy Ghost? So we need to get a fighting spirit. We need to have the spirit of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Because we have all understood and we understand and we love the Lamb of God. We know that the Lamb of God was slain for us and we have been reconciled back to him for that. But now we have the Holy Spirit, and in that Holy Spirit lives and dwells the Lion of the tribe of Judah, because he wants us to equip the saints, and we have to be equipped so that we can equip the saints. Amen? Amen. We have good spirits, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of God. We have a contrite spirit. There's a right spirit, a free spirit, a broken spirit, a faithful spirit, a humble spirit. There's the spirit of judgment and burning. There are the seven spirits of God. Listen, the seven spirits of God. Who does this remind you of? The spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. These are the seven spirits of God. There's a new spirit spoken of in Ezekiel. There's a spirit of excellence talked about in Daniel 5 and 12. The spirit of truth. The spirit of Christ. The spirit of adoption. The spirit of meekness. A quickening spirit. The spirit of the Lord and the spirit of faith. There's a meek and quiet spirit. There's a spirit of life. A spirit of glory. A spirit of grace. A spirit of supplication. A spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. The spirit of power. The spirit of love. And the spirit of a sound mind. These are the things that inhabit your temple. These are the things that are on the inside of you. And I somehow believe that the saints of old knew that. But somehow or another, because I think we got older and they got older and we got smarter, quote unquote, smart, technologically smart. We got dumber about the things of God. These spirits are the spirits that reside on the inside of us, which should allow us to be like the line of the tribe of Judah And when it comes to taking back the land, when it comes to taking back your family, when it comes to taking back our cities, when it comes to taking back our nation, these are the things that we should be focused on. These are the things that we should understand and know reside on the inside of us. And that we have a right to be here, and we have a right to pray, and we have a right to be able to change things in the atmosphere because we are spirit beings. And we are just sojourning here. This definitely is not our home. Amen? Let's bow our heads, please. Father God, we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor for your presence here today. We thank you, Father God, for every good spirit. We thank you, Father God, for these, your people that are here. We ask you, Father God, right now in Jesus' name, to cause them to come to a place of deliverance in any way that you see fit. Father God, you are so new and merciful every day. There are different ways for us to receive deliverance. I will not stand in your way. I will not cause myself to be in a position to cause someone not to receive deliverance because I think that it has to be done a certain way. I pray, Father God, for these people that have received your word, that your word will deliver them in their minds and their wills and their emotions to know who they are, Father. But that is half of the battle there. Father, I thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy that is upon them. I thank you, Father God, for your spirit that begins to bubble up like a fountain, a river of living waters bubbling up out inside of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirits of mind control and idolatry that would cause them not to be able to understand the word that has been spoken here today. Father, we thank you that they are no longer confused, Father God, that they are no longer conceited, they are no longer in pride, Father God, that these spirits are bound and that the revelation, knowledge, and understanding of who you are and who you are and how we are totally connected, Father God, by the vine. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that we have, Father God, will take upon ourselves, Father God, the mantle of the line of the tribe of Judah. Father God, that we will begin to take back the land that has been stolen from us. Father, you said that you would, Father, you said in your word that we could bind the strong man, Father God, and destroy his camp. Well, we bind the strong man of ignorance and lack of understanding right now in Jesus' name. And we loose wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding of you. Revelation, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Father. We bind the spirit of pride and mockery and anger and rage and stress right now in the name of Jesus. We bind these spirits, Father God. And we loose right now in the name of Jesus the spirits of wisdom. We loose the spirit of God. We loose the seven spirits of God. We loose wisdom and understanding and counsel and might. We loose the renewing of our minds, Father God, that when we look in the mirror that we'll begin to see what you see, Father. We loose an excellent spirit upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. We loose a spirit of adoption, Father God, so that when the enemy begins to speak and minister to our ears and telling us what we are not and what we can do and what we cannot do, we bind the accuser of the brethren right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose a spirit of adoption upon your people, Father. We loose the spirit of meekness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your spirit is quickening them right now in Jesus' name. In those areas where they are weak, that they shall be strong, that they will begin to use your word, Father God, as warfare scripture words, Father God, that they will understand that when they read the word has been given to them to live by, Father God, not just to read on Sunday, but to live Monday through Saturday, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. We give you the glory. We give you all of the honor. We thank you, for you are Lord of lords and King of kings. We thank you, Father God, that upon reading your word and understanding that the seven spirits of God reside upon us, Father God, that we bind and we break and we cast down our own selfish ideas and selfish ambitions, all self-love and self-righteous anger and disobedience and rebellion and manipulation. We bind them and cast them down in the name of Jesus. We bind all fears, Father God, because your word says that you, God, don't even give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you, Father God, that those tormenting demons that have come from self-inflicted, sin-spoken words and curses over them, Father God, we bind those things right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose the remembrance of what your word says that they are loved, Father God, that they are beautifully and wonderfully made, Father God, and we thank you for it. We bind the spirit of depression and we loose the spirit of joy. We bind the spirit of stubbornness and we loose the spirit of flexibility.
We bind the spirit of bitterness and we loose the spirit of forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that all mind-controlled spirits are being tied up and mixed up and confused, and they're screaming to get out of the way and to get out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and go where Jesus tells them to go. We thank you for it. We thank you, Father. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ and we are not confused. We thank you, Father God, that you, Father God, are driving out every spirit, Father God, right now of double-mindedness in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that it's being cut asunder, Lord God. And we thank you that we have a right mind, Father God, in you. We thank you, Father God, that your word is causing us to have a renewed mind, Father. And we give you praise and glory and honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that our inability to learn and our inability to remember is a thing of the past. We bind it and cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that we, the memory of the just is blessed, and that we do remember, God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you praise and glory and honor that we have the right and the ability, Father God, to loose fire and fire against the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Fire against his cohorts right now as he operates in the spirit, in the minds of the people. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose arrows right now against you. We pray, Father God, that your whirlwind, that you would loose it, Father God, upon the minds of the people who are going through schizophrenia and double-mindedness. Let the whirlwind of the Lord come in and move that thing right now in the name of Jesus, that they might have the mind of Christ and that they might have understanding and revelation of whose they are in you, O God, and that they'll never be troubled about who they are and what people say they are. We cast it down right now in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you and we give you glory and honor. We thank you, Father God, that all grudges and vengeance and wrath and envy and jealousy have been bound in the name of Jesus Christ, because we know who we are, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, that the spirit of truth is upon us, O God, and that we see who we are. We thank you, Father God, that a spirit of meekness operates in us, Father God, as we come against the spirit of pride and Leviathan right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of humility that operates in our life, God, that causes us to move and to go forth in your name, God. Oh, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for a spirit of grace. We thank you, Father God, for a spirit of power, God. We thank you for the spirit of love, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise. We give you glory and honor, God. We thank you, Father God. There is none like you. You are worthy, O God. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind deaf and dumb spirits. We bind the foul spirits and unclean spirits. We bind the spirits of divination and bondage. We bind the spirit of error that would cause us not to understand who we are, that would cause us not to understand wisdom and revelation, that would cause us not to understand the Holy Ghost, that would cause us not to understand who God really is in our lives and how much he loves us. We come against and we bind every false doctrine right now, and the doctrine of demons in the name of Jesus. We bind seducing spirits in Jesus' name. We bind all lying spirits right now in Jesus' name. We bind familiar spirits and the spirit of the Antichrist. We bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. You will manifest and go out of the people and go where Jesus tells you to go. We loose the angels of God to drag you out as they drag the wheat, as they drag the tares from the wheat in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of perverse spirits right now in the name of Jesus, and you will manifest and leave the people of God. We tell you right now, sorrowful spirits, go, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and you have no power against the people of God. Sorrowful, melancholy spirits, go, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of slumber and the spirit of whoredom, and evil spirits, go, in Jesus' name. Haughty spirits and the spirit of heaviness, manifest yourself and go in the name of Jesus. Leave the people of God now in Jesus' name. Leave the people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of this world that has come into the church, that has come into the minds of the people, that calls us to rationalize, that calls us to rationalize why we don't need to be speaking to people about Jesus. We break the spirit of the world over this church. We break the spirit of the world over the people. We break the spirit of the world in our hearts. We cause it to crumble now in the name of Jesus as we take the axe to the root. In the name of Jesus, Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. For we are not of this world and we'll not buy into it in the name of Jesus. For we are spirit beings and we thank you, Father, that we are a part of you and we take our identity from you. We take our identity from your word, God, and we give you praise and glory and honor, God, and we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We come against bondage and slavery and servitude and subjection. We come against yokes and chains and shackles and fetters and captivity. We come against dread and fear and terror, and we curse you at the root. You are bound. You must go in the name of Jesus. You must go in the name of Jesus, and we lose faith, hope, and trust in the Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we come against the destruction of the mind and dejection, depression and heaviness, melancholy, sadness, despair and despondency and discouragement. Manifest yourself and go. Loose the people of God. Move out of the mind and the will and the emotions. Broken-hearted, downcast, ruin, devastation, calamity, pride and poverty. You must go too. For wisdom is our inheritance, and we shall have the substance that God has promised us. You must go. Pride, poverty, and death. Misery go in the name of Jesus. We break the generational curses on both sides of our family lines, all the way back to Adam and Eve right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the blessings of God. We loose the blessings of God to the 12th and the 4th generations, starting right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against all spirits and the emotions, the bound and blocked emotions, grief and sadness and crying, anger, hatred and rage, uncontrollable emotions. Uncontrollable emotions causing you to manipulate and to try to control. We break you now in the name of Jesus, and we say go in Jesus' name. Move out and go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory and honor that all mind-blocking, mind-blinding, controlled spirits are gone in the name of Jesus. You will loose our minds. We can come against that spirit of octopus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we cut off your tentacles. We cut off confusion, mental pressure, mental pain, and migraine. We come against obstruction, spirits that block spiritual growth, finances, and relationships. We bind you and cast you down in the name of Jesus. We come against those spirits that stop prayer life and study of the word and ministry. Oh, move out of the minds of the people of God now in the name of Jesus. All you mind-blocking demons go. Right now in the name of Jesus, spirits of deception go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. We come against barriers and obstacles and roadblocks and hitting a brick wall, spirits that impede, choke, cut off, close off and store up, server and deter and damn and bar and arrest and thwart and keep people from thinking, keep them from reading the word, keep them from understanding, keep them from going forth in the things of God. We break you off the people of God. We break you off the minds of the men who have a hard time changing. We curse you at the root. Move, you devils, in the name of Jesus. Come off the necks and the backs of the men of God. We lose the flexibility on them. Father, we come against that inability to give and receive love. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. We come against you, Leviathan, in the name of Jesus. You must let the men and women of God go now in the name of Jesus. We come against those abuse spirits, abusive words said behind closed doors, thinking that nobody hears. The devil has heard you speak those words. You are in sin. Repent in the name of Jesus and receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Loose the women of God and let them go. Loose the men of God and let them go in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you all of the honor, God. There is none like you, Lord. You are worthy, God. We praise your name, God. You are holy above all things, God. We say, holy, holy, holy is your name, God. We thank you, Lord. We come against spirits that block and obstruct revelation, answered prayers, prosperity, and church growth. We curse you now at the root in the name of Jesus. You must go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All control spirits, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft, Jezebel, Ahab, matriarchal spirits, spirits of the soul, religious control, control from the pastor, denominational control, mind control, manipulation, intimidation, and fear. Go in the name of Jesus. Move out, move out, move out, move out. We break your tentacles now in the name of Jesus. We break the tentacles of control that have been formed by pastors who are ungodly, ignorant, and unlearned. We cut your tentacles now in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God and let them go. For these are not your people. These people belong to God. Jesus died for them. You must let the people of God go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. We come against mental torment. We come against mental torment. Mental torment. The masturbation. Mental torment through lust. We bind and break your hold off the men and women of God now in the name of Jesus. You must manifest and go. Leave now in Jesus' name. Angels go in and drag these demons out of the hands and out of the loins of the men and women of God. Drag them out now in Jesus' name so they may sleep at night, that may rest at night in the name of Jesus. Go, you devils, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we come against migraine, headaches. Right now, in the name of Jesus, migraine, headaches, and mind control, loose the women of God and the men of God. Move out now. We decree that the blood vessels shall open and blood shall flow freely to the brain. We cut you off from stress now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the peace and the peace of God right now in Jesus' name. Manifest and go, you demons. Get up out of here in the name of Jesus. The fire and finger of God is against you in the name of Jesus. We loose darkness upon these devils. We loose confusion in their camps in the name of Jesus. You must manifest and go. We cut off and block your communication out of the second heavenlies in the name of Jesus. You will not speak. You will not torment the people of God, but you will go in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Move it out now, devils, in the name of Jesus. We come against greed and envy, jealousy, insecurity, and rejection. You must go in the name of Jesus. Move it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, good. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. We give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you for who you are. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for revelation, knowledge, and understanding. We praise you, O God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.